It's such a nice visit that you have not only a book reading and signing, but also a children's art and writing workshop. Is that important to include young people?
It's probably very much for me, because they are such a gas. It's incredible some of the things that come out of those sessions. But it is. It's important to me.
And I imagine that that sort of working with kids, and especially with not only words and images, but to have that sort of personal connection is important these days, because we often get a 30-second soundbite or we get a 90-second video.
Well, I think it's always been important. It may be more evident now, but I think it's always been important to allow children to have a voice, and, you know, they really do need to be heard as much as seen. And it's great, always a great opportunity. Whenever I have an exhibit or travel a long distance, I always feel that it's good to, you know, work with the children while I'm in town. So the adults, I'll be doing something that's more geared toward adults at 1 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock, the young ones come around and we cut up a little bit.
Is it nice, too, to sort of return to Purdue?
It's always great to come back there. Created a lot of memories. I mean, college is a special time for anyone, but especially if you're an All-American and you've got 15,000 people shouting your name. So it's great.
Tell us a little bit about choosing photographs as we look at the Black American voices and the shared culture, values, and emotions. You know, when we look these days, you know, folks can do all sorts of multimedia things, and the internet has just sort of grown, and where their folks look at, you know, Facebook, or they're sharing on, Snapchat or whatnot. But the idea of getting together a particular set of photos, this, I imagine, was quite a journey, and I imagine there was some, you know, a little bit of catharsis in putting this sort of thing together.
I was looking for, I'm the trustee for the Zamora collection, which, I don't know, they must have 400 or 500 pieces in this collection of mostly African artifacts and carvings and images. And I was looking for exploring a creative way to share that with the world, because these pieces are like incredible. When I was cataloging the work, I had to photograph each piece individually, and it was just incredible the voices that come out of these, that will come out of these figures. And I wanted to make it accessible, so I began to think about pairing it with current day, you know, these 1,000-year images with current day images of lives. The title is Black American Voices, but it's really human voices, because our issues within our community are not really that separate from what the world's issues are around character and faith and culture and relationships and that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful the way they kind of come together aesthetically, because they look, you know, the images are similar to one another. And then I add a narrative to it to kind of usher the emotion along there.
You know, growing up in words and images also is just very charming, and I think there's such a wonderful story that, again, is this sort of something that you really, you know, writing about this and sharing the story, is that sometimes I have composers or artists tell me they didn't want to, they needed to. Does that sort of happen with you?
You know, I'm really not sure. I'm asked that question occasionally, but I'm not really sure where it came from or what the purpose was. I just know that once I began, which was about maybe 4 years ago, with the memoir and the images that accompany it and telling stories, I had to complete it. And when I completed it, because everything's done in-house, I felt, well, okay, this is good. Let's go, you know, take it outside and let the sun shine on it and, you know, let it breathe some air. And it's been real exciting. The responses have been good. I tried to be as authentic and honest as I could. I always joke in my readings that, a spoiler alert, there's no real controversy in it other than, you know, the drama of life, but there are no paternity tests and drug stories and that type of thing. But it's just really kind of a rambling through a life, you know, at this, I'm about to be 60, so, you know, you get my first 60 years there.
There's a chapter talking about fellow NBA players and, you know, sort of your view on them, which is, of course, you know, a wonderful, intimate, sharing for the rest of us that don't you know, see some of that world. And I thought it was especially lovely at the end of the chapter where, you know, sort of reminded that, you know, it's sort of like when a royalty passes, you know, the king is dead, long live the king, you know.
Right,
there's this whole,
right.
You know, the story is the same and the players change.
As a player that, you know, it's not personal, that at some point you're no longer going to be a player. You know, because players, before we become players, we're fans. And I'm hoping that I think that if we're talking about the same chapters, that I'm sure I'm hoping to express that I became a fan, but also there's some commentary on what being a player is, and that, you know, even a good song ends. There are no 60-year-old players, so you have to kind of prepare for something else at some point.
I guess I'd end asking, as you do this sort of thing, is it hard to choose what you'll read from, or is it sort of a spur-of-the-moment sort of thing as you do these, that sort of feel, you know, what the crowd's like and that sort of thing?
I don't know. I try to read what fairly represents the book or the images, and then after that, maybe what I think people might be interested in. If people have, if they've gotten the book in advance, they can, you know, they may even request. I don't mind, you know. But mostly it's conversational. I read a little, we talk a little, I read a little, and they, you know, they have questions. In this particular one, I'll be joined by Betty and Tony Zamora of the Zamora Collection, and I want to talk to them a little bit about this 50-year collection that they have. It's just incredible. I just can't wait for you to see the images. I mean, you're looking at it there in the book, but for the general public to see what they have created in this 50 years of collecting, as well as it coincides with over 50 years of marriage for the two of them. So I want to get them out. I mean, everybody knows Tony as the, you know, former director of the Black Cultural Center, and Betty there for a long time, and even Tony as a musician. But now this is a whole nother page for them as well.
Yeah.
So we just going to be sharing and telling stories.
Oh, man. Well, Joe, it's great to talk to you and appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be with you.